Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life.
Hey guys, hopefully you saw the title of this episode and you were like, what is she going to say? So I was thinking about the Beatles song, and I'm not going to sing it for you. You're welcome. I'm doing you a favor. But the title is All You Need Is, and of course the Beatles say it's love. All you need is love. I disagree with the Beatles, but I do love the song. And I am going to say that I have a totally different thought about this and what you actually need, okay? And really, when we're talking about this, we're talking about your first step, right? So I hope, if you're here, you're a creative. You're here because you're a creative being, you're a creative soul. You want something. So what is the one thing that we as creatives, makers, designers really, really, really need? I think all we need is desire. And what I mean is the desire to do the thing that we want to do, okay? So, all right, you're going to be like, but Karina, if you only have desire, then you'll never do the thing, okay? And I'm going to tell you, you'll never do the thing if you don't have the desire. So yes, it goes hand in hand. So maybe all you need isn't just desire. But I think that's where you have to start. Because those without the desire simply will never do, will they? They'll never do it. And you, my friend, you're here because you're a doer, okay? So the thing that you need is the desire for something, okay? So if you are, I make all these episodes thinking very, very much about my Design Suite members and my Design Boot Camp members because I know that you guys have the desire. Like there's something in your heart screaming at you, telling you, you could do this. You could own a creative business. You could be an entrepreneur. You could, like all the design things, right? And so what I want to tell you is if you have the desire, okay, first of all, that is the first step and you're lucky you have it because there are plenty of people out there who do not. Person sitting next to you probably doesn't have it. Maybe they do. But you have it. You have that desire, okay? If you have that desire, now's the time to propel forward and utilize it, okay? So now how do you do that part? That's the hard part, okay? Because if all you need is desire, and then the second piece to it is all you need is to propel forward and implement it, it's not quite as catchy, is it? I don't think it's as catchy, but it is what you need to do. So first step, you've got desire. Second step is to implement, okay? So how do you implement? Let's start by thinking about what you really want to do, okay? So I'm talking to designers, people who want to become designers, because maybe you're not a designer yet. Maybe you're a maker. Maybe you're a crafter. Maybe you're a quilter. Maybe you're a sewer, okay? So your people, the kind of person you are, you're a doer, right? You're sewing all the quilts. You're making all the paper crafts. You're doing the things that you need to do, right? To be an implementer. But I suspect most of you are doing it as a hobby. You're doing it for free, okay? So how do you make the change from free to paid? That is the question. That is the hard part, right? So if you want the freedom, the flexibility, because you have the desire to design and you want to make money doing it, then you've got to figure out a way to implement that in a way that would make you money, right? So there are lots of ways to do this, okay? You can do your research online. You can take a course. You can take a cheap course, okay? This is one of the things we teach in our design boot camps, is how to implement, okay? But you know who comes to those? People who have the desire. If you have the desire, you're showing up, right? Honestly, you guys, here's the crazy thing. Let me tell you this, okay? I do these design boot camps almost every month. Not every single month, but very often, okay? And then I also have replays, okay? So I'm doing these. You guys, I 1 month had only, and this is paid, you guys. Like, not very high paid, but like someone put down money to come to this, okay? I 1 month in early on had only 50% of the people show up. And when I say show up, I mean just ask to be in the Facebook group. Some of those people didn't even watch the videos, okay? You are already, if you're listening to this podcast, you are already higher up. You are already part of like the 20% who are willing to actually show up because you have the desire. And then you clearly really want to implement, all right? You're already a unicorn. And I don't know if anyone's told you that recently, but like if you're implementing right now, even in small little bits, okay? If you're one of my Design Suite members and all you can get in is 30 minutes of design time a day, you're still a unicorn because there are so few people even willing to devote that kind of time to what you're doing, okay? Now, I'm not saying there aren't struggles, there aren't difficulties to get that time in. There are some of you who are putting 12 hours in a day. Okay, you're moving faster. I always think of people who like do a garden, okay? So I put in a garden this year, right? I didn't put very many things in. So if I put in a zucchini plant and I only get 2 zucchinis from it, what was I expecting? I put in 1 zucchini plant and I got 2 zucchinis from it. Now, maybe my efforts for digging that hole, watering it, and whatever produces 5 zucchinis. Then I feel lucky. But the person who wants a lot of zucchini, they put in 4 plants of zucchini, right? Or they put in 10 plants. I don't know who's eating 10 plants of zucchini, but there might be someone out there. Let's take it back to design. The person who's putting 10 hours in a day, not 1 hour, might very likely produce 10x, right? Because they're putting in more of the time. Same with your garden, same with anything you're doing in your life. It's the 10,000 rule, right? The more time we put into whatever we're doing, the more likely it will yield results. And that's what we're looking for here. We have the desire, we're implementing, which yields results, okay? Maybe that should have been the name of the episode. But to catch you to come in here, I decided a little Beatles was where I was going with it. I know that if you're here, that you're special, that you're thinking about a creative career, that you're trying to figure out the best next steps, okay? And I want you to remember that you are a unicorn. You're already different. You're already implementing. You're already seeking, okay? If you're one of my Design Suite members, I know you're already doing. And I really do most of these episodes with my Design Suite members in mind because I see we have a weekly meeting. I see their weekly struggles. I see the things that we're working on. I see what they're trying to accomplish. And it blows my mind. Like just how special each of them are and just what they're trying to accomplish. It is amazing. Just amazing. And so I hope you are also doing amazing things in this world. I only hope the best for you, and I hope you're living a creative life. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.